Welcome to another In My Shoes episode. The only inspirational podcast there is. In My Shoes is the show where every week a guest is given the opportunity to either inspire, encourage, or enlighten the audience with an aspect of their lives. My name is Chester, and today is another big one for the trainees in the audience. This would, however, be our last episode for season 2. Season 3 begins on Thursday, May the 6th, so look out for that. Also, there will be short bonus episodes during the month of April. We won't leave y'all hanging like in December, so look out for that as well. Today, our 34-year-old guest comes from Pitty Valley and is no stranger to the limelight. He started in the entertainment industry at the age of 16. Today, he stands every morning on the Trinidad and Tobago television channel 2 as he entertains the hundreds of us who tune in. Mr. Jaron Remy, welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, man, Jasper. Thank you so much for having me.
And thank you for being here. To start us off, why don't you tell us how did the passion for entertainment breathed in you?
How did the passion for entertainment begin? I don't know. I think when I was much younger, when I was a child, my mom used to do a side job, being a bartender for Carib when they had special events. So when they have like fests and stuff like that, they have teams that they send out to work those bars. And my mom used to work in those bars as a side job. And they had some times when I got old enough to be able to go to the events, she would take me with her. And I would get to see, because they have to go so good, set up and everything.
Yeah.
I would get to see bands sound checking.
Right.
And it was always very interesting to see the behind the scenes work of it. Of the industry. industry, like, you know, you always see people on stage when it's like night time.
Yeah.
But you don't always get to see what they do in the preparation. And to me, that was always more interesting. And then my dad, he had a million records. So every time I went by him, it probably wasn't really that many records, but it always seemed like a lot. So I always go by him and sit through his records and pull out songs and play them. And then on top of that, my cousin was also a DJ.
Oh.
At any point in time, he would have been working on 19.9.
Yeah.
So, you know, all those factors in my early childhood definitely pointed me in the direction of entertainment in one way or the other. It was always generally around music, though.
Okay, and you answered my next question. I don't have to ask you if you go up among entertainers. Have you ever gotten any type of vocal coaching? For
real?
Spencer and the others.
I can't give you ages. I'm really bad at remembering when I did what. So unless I see it somewhere like on Facebook or in my resume, maybe, I don't know, somewhere like documented, I'm really bad at remembering those things. So I would lie to you if I give you an answer. But I've been working with Trigonal for about I want to say about 15 years now, and possibly even, yeah, about 15 years. And in those years, me and Penelope Spencer would have crossed paths several times before I did the course. So I knew Penny, I mean, very well by the time I did the course. It was just a matter of, you know, making sure that they're doing the training along with it, because knowing somebody as an acquaintance or even as a co-worker or as a friend is very different from doing a training session with them, you know?
Yes. Trigonal is my boy's, blue color pigment. Trigonal making a statement. Have you ever performed in any of your school's productions? Chance, I did some research and found out you attended send memories when you are part of the school production, like drama team, my dear.
When I was in Cersei, we didn't have anything like that. We had a show called Contagious that we would do around the Mayfair.
Yes.
It in school, from a fashion show to a production, a full-out production. And I was the narrator in my last year in school. I was the narrator for the production. There was a twist on Romeo and Juliet. And actually, that's where I met Wendell Manwaring, because he directed that.
When you are Marshall Montano, as in, I was a Marshall Montano, like when I'm out with my mom, I would ask the taxi driver to load on the music, and I would sing for the whole ride.
No, that's not something I ever was doing. I don't fancy myself a singer.
Okay. Well, we're out of time for this segment, but we'll be right back with the rest of your career in the entertainment industry. Would you like to tell the audience? We'll be right back.
Alright, we'll be right back.
Short and sweet.
Well, you've come to the right place. In My Shoes is the place where we discuss the goals, accomplishments, and struggles faced by ordinary people like you.
Welcome back to In My Shoes. When I'm with Mr. Rami, and I want to know, Mr. Rami, how did you secure a position with Freetown Collective? Because I've been asking Mohamed Mwakel to join the band, and one that day, I think it wasn't you, me, when you were introduced as a member of the band. I went to Mr. Mwakel, and he told me, well, right now, just by supporting us, you are a member of Freetown Collective. So how did you managed to get the possession to go on stage?
How did I get the position? I don't know, no boy. Actually, one day it started off as I was supposed to guest DJ for them, with them for one performance. It was just something we were going to experiment with and try. Because they had a gig to do that was on a really, really big stage, or it was supposed to be on a really, really big stage. And they felt as though they needed a bigger sound that they could control. And instead of putting together a whole full band, they just figured it would make sense to have a DJ with them instead. So we had a meeting about it, we had a rehearsal about it.
Wow.
We had a few rehearsals and we realized, alright, this makes sense, and we find a way to make it make sense and to make it good. And then the show got cancelled.
Oh man.
And we never got to do that show. But we saw it when we realized what we had worked out in anticipation of the show. We were able to say, well, this actually is a good direction for Freetown in general. And then we said, well, why not put on our own show and see how it works out? And we did a show in Black Box called FTC. And I produced that show in Black Box, and I was like, well, I will try it and see how it sounds. And people loved it. So I guess the people, the residents of Freetown, is who really secure this position for me, not me. I didn't secure it. The residents said, yeah, we like it. So here I am.
Okay. What exactly is your role in the group?
I have two main roles. One of them is to sequence, which is just DJ basically. I DJ and play bass, which is the performance part of what I do. So I play the things that the guitar can't play. I play all the other sounds that you hear, so all the drums, all the keyboards, all the brass, all the things that that are on the track.
Right.
You know, we only have a guitar and vocals, right?
Yeah.
I play everything else. My other role in the band is to produce events. So most times when Freetown does an event, that is Freetown's event, it would be produced by my company, which is Rockus Productions.
Okay, and Rockus is also your DJ name, right?
Yes, sir.
How did you come up with Rockus?
When I was in Form 4, our teacher in class, I think she was my French teacher at the time, was Spanish teacher. And one day she got upset with me because she didn't like my very raucous laughter. And she said that to the class. And it was a running joke for a while in the class. And then that same day, a bunch of us came together and we were trying to find names for our DJ group because we were starting a DJ group. And because the running joke for the day was
raucous,
I went to the raucous. And, you know, the rest is history, as they say.
Okay. I did research, as I said, and found out you've worked in Ganyal, Channel 7, Boom Champions, 94.1, and also the National Academy for Performing Arts. What were your reasons for leaving each?
My time with Gaia was a freelance situation, so I was doing a show, and we finished doing the show, and that was the end of the agreement, so it was done. With Boom Champions, I worked there for about 5 years, and I think at some point I wanted more of a challenge because I
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes. I just had some issues there with my phone. Tell us. about Shine.
About Shine, the Freetown song?
Yes.
I mean, what do you want to know about it?
How did you come up with the concept of Shine?
Well, I didn't. Mohammed did. Like I said, my role is to play the songs on stage. I don't come up with the songs. Mohammed is generally the creative force behind Freetown. My role is, like, if we were to say what rules are, Mohammed thinks of these fantastic ideas and I make them happen when it comes to doing events, when it comes to music. Mohammed and Lou are the ones
yes.
for making the music happen. So when it comes to coming up with concepts and all that stuff, that's definitely Mohammed. But Shine is a concept that I can tell you about. The concept is not my concept, though. Shine is a concept that is based on Caribbean unity. It's based on, you know, when the pandemic hits, we realize that things have to be different going forward. And we have to find a way for the Caribbean to come together and realize that we have a market in the Caribbean that is just for us, that we need to take, we need to tap into as creatives, especially. And it actually was a song that was commissioned by the Inter-American Development Bank because they wanted a song to go with their Caribbean pivot movement. As such, they requested that and Mohammed delivered. Well, Freetown delivered.
Yes. Okay, guys. We'll take some messages and we'll be right back. This is In My Shoes. Stay with us.
This podcast is brought to you by the amazing people at Anchor. Anchor is a free app where you can not only listen to your favorite podcasters, but you can become one yourself. Anchor will also distribute your podcast among other platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and TuneIn. Download the Anchor app today.
Welcome back. Now, earlier, you win the introduction. I mentioned that Mr. Remy works on TTT, basically. Mr. Remy, how were you introduced to TTT?
In this incantation of it, I was asked to be, well, I got hired to work as a DJ on Talk City 91.1 FM,
yes.
Which is one of the radio stations that fall under the TTT network. And one day I was asked to be a guest DJ on the morning show, which I did, and the following week, I think Lisa fell ill, and they asked me if I would mind holding on as a co-host with Carrie just for a day or two. And I guess they liked what I did. And when Lisa came back out, they kept me, and Lisa agreed to keeping me after seeing me do the show. And all was good in the hood.
Now I'm a bit confused as to what exactly is your role on the Now Morning Show, because I've been watching it live on Facebook on my phone, and I'm seeing you talking. I'm seeing you jumping up all over. I see the young man. What is your role?
I mean, my role is to be a co-host, I guess. It's not hype man, but I guess that's just how I am. So it's part of my personality, and it works for the show because it's the opposite of what Carrie is. Carrie is way more.
Yes.
You know.
He's a bit more introverted.
Whatever, and I am not. So I think that the combination works.
Yes.
Yeah, my role is just to be a co-host, to interview people, to bring my vibes to television, and also now to DJ.
Yeah, right. Do you have any advice for the young generation of DJs coming up?
My advice for young DJs coming up would be to keep doing the work. You just have to keep working.
What motivates you to have fun on a TV show, a morning show that is supposed to be serious?
Well, that's the first thing, it's not supposed to be serious. I mean, we talk about serious things, but it's meant to be a light show. It's what you call a magazine show, I guess.
Yeah.
It's very, very similar to like the Ellen and the Now, the Today, Good Morning America, and the, you know, that type of show.
Yeah.
Is what the vibe of the show is. So it's not meant to be overly serious. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to be light. It's not meant to make you wake up and feel like the world is dread. You know,
so kind of like
want to get up and get your day started, you know?
Yes. So it's a kind of like the TV version of the Red Hot Morning Show.
Which are you talking about? Tim Tim and Trumpet?
Yeah.
Well, then it's now called the TNT Morning Show, and they're now on Next 99.1 FM, which is our sister station.
Yes.
But there's a whole different energy to that, though. They have their own thing, and we have our own thing. It's not meant to be anything like their own, and vice versa. I think there's room for all of us to be different and to still be unique.
Okay. How do you prepare to go on air 6 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, well, that part is the hard part. We get up in the morning. Our call time is actually 5 a.m.
Yes.
So, most mornings I'm awake by 3:45. And, you know, just get ready and come down the road. The night before, most times we have to do lots of research in terms of who are the guests coming on for the following morning, so that we have an idea of what, you know, what they're coming to discuss, so that we can discuss it with them and do whatever necessary research we have to do basically overnight most times. In some cases you might get more advanced notice, but most times it's like overnight we get that information and do a quick research so that we can kind of cover the topic generally. But it's just plenty reading is what it really is.
Yes. And we've come to the end of the show. Thanks for staying with us. My name is Chester, and Mr. Remy, do you have any last words for our audience tonight?
I mean, I just want to echo the words and the sentiment of Peter Minchell, where he said that good isn't good enough, so do your best, you know?
Yes.
Thank you very much for having me on your show, Chester. Take care.
Wait. Okay, guys, now don't forget to join us once again on Medisex as we begin season 3 of this show. And as always, remember to keep smiling, keep your shoes on, keep walking. Good night.